Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tanner girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight, we're talking about Vice President Kamala Harris being a breaker of souls. $600,000 getting flushed down the toilet, and how to deal with your toxic-ass family during the holidays. Plus, singer-actress Chloe is here. Nip, talk to him.
You're going to meet Charlamagne and like Charlamagne. Respect Charlamagne. And you know what I mean? Ruffling feathers. I know his stance. You know what I mean? Charlamagne known for being honest.
Oh, Lord, just made another one.
Hey! Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God, but my kinfolk call me Leonard McKelvey. What's happening out there? Come on, give me all that energy. I gotta salute my DJ, my niece, Queen Nyla Simone.
Yep.
Big Nyla. Now, you know what it is. It's time to call bullshit, so you don't step in it. First up, the Department of Justice has closed the second investigation into the 1955 killing of Emmett Till. After failing to prove his accuser, Carolyn Dunham, lied. I call bullshit. When she thought there would be no repercussions and could clear her conscience, she was happy to tell a researcher she had lied. But when the FBI came knocking at that door, she was back to her old story. This cracker-ass cracker is more scared of going to prison than she is of going to hell, when she actually belongs in both, okay? Listen, white privilege is so deeply rooted into the foundation of this country that a white woman can instigate a lie, leading to a 14-year-old boy being murdered, then commit perjury, then admit that she lied, then lie about admitting she lied, and then the feds are like, fuck it. That's that bullshit. No punchline, that's really just that bullshit. Next up, CNN faces calls to fire Don Lemon over Jussie Smollett's court testimony. Apparently, Don sent a text to Jussie to warn him about the police. I call bullshit. Who wouldn't try to warn a friend that cops are onto them? Does news journalism mean you can't be human? From Chris Cuomo to Don Lemon, why do they expect people to not give their folks a heads up? That's what friends and family are for. See, murder ain't the only one that's down for they niggas, all right? Don Lemon will clearly look out for his, too. And y'all love saying Don isn't black enough, but what's blacker than trying to keep your mans out of jail? Come on. I know Don got a Warner Brothers shirt under that suit. Come on, now. In holy news, a plumber found $600,000 in cash at Joel Osteen's mega church behind the toilet. Oh, man, damn. I call bullshit, though. $600,000 mysteriously hidden behind a wall. Sounds like they're pushing more than just Bible scriptures, all right? This story makes less sense than gay Tupac's current testimony. Now, Joel Osteen says that they are grateful to the plumber and had no idea that the money was hidden behind the toilet. Well, I mean, look, it might be a blessing, okay? This could be a miracle. This could be like a passage in the LeBron James version of the Bible, all right? He that findeth $600,000 hiding behind the toilet, findeth a good thing. Now go forth, be fruitful, and pay off your student loans, okay? And also this week, Fox News tried to call out Vice President Kamala Harris for meeting with activist Cora Masters Berry, who said, and I quote, "Fuck white women." Well, you're mad that Kamala met with someone because she said fuck white women on a Zoom once? Well, I gotta call bullshit. Simply because I need more context. You gotta hear both sides. What white women are we talking about here? Are we talking about Carolyn Dunham, who got Emmett Till killed? The context matters. It's because of Karens, the phrase fuck white women historically has never been wrong, okay? Fuck white women is what most people scream when they're watching Fox News. And what a lot of brothers do in their free time. Politics is just one of the many things that can ruin a family gathering, but sometimes nothing ruins a family gathering more so than family, okay? AAA predicts that 53 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. Some will be flying Delta, others will be infected with it. The point is that for many, traveling home to spend time with your family can be stressful, especially if your family is more toxic than a lit Christmas tree outside of Fox News. So what do you do when you just don't relate to your relatives? Well, as my therapist says, let's unpack this. Have you ever spent a significant amount of time trying to reach your best self? Doing the work, going to therapy, you on your healing journey. And then you come around family members or childhood friends who want you to stay exactly the same. Worse yet, they refuse to see the new you. They say goofy shit like, look at you acting brand new, or boy, you done changed. Why would I not change, okay? In the words of the Brooklyn philosopher S. Dot Carter, people look at you strange, say you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same. Come on, man. Why would you want me to stay the same person I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Muhammad Ali once said, the man who views the world at 50 the same as he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. Well, now that we're in the middle of the holiday season, many people will be going back to a dangerous place that may or may not be good for our mental health, and that place is home. Truly no place like it. All right, the place that can make you feel like all the work you've been doing on yourself was for nothing. Studies show that we are more likely now than ever to cut ties with family members if they are toxic, especially in the US. And 75% of Americans admitted they need to escape during the holidays. And I believe that even if the study was sponsored by Motel 6, that's actually their new slogan, by the way, Motel 6, a place to escape your family. Not a good place, not a nice place, but just a place, all right? For many, spending time at home is stressful. In fact, doctors have found that death from heart failure increases during the holidays. My heart hurting a little bit right now. Which means when the Grinch's heart grows 7 sizes, it also seizes almost immediately, okay? The bottom line is, if the people who helped you grow up are no longer helping you grow, then it's okay to create some boundaries, okay? And Uncle Charlotte, Brother Leonard is here to help because I'm all about creating boundaries. You know those fireplace videos you put on TV to make your fake holiday even faker? Y'all know those, right? Well, we've created a really special one. It looks like any other fireplace video, but we've actually added some like subtle messaging, you know, ever so often to help you get through even the most stressful holiday situations. As soon as you get to Nana's house, just turn it on and let it do the work.
Someone in here is gay. And that's totally fine. Whether or not someone is planning on having kids is none of your business. Absolutely none. Don't talk about vaccines. Don't talk about vaccines. Don't talk about vaccines.
You might need those friendly reminders, okay? A 2010 study found that maintaining close relationships with people outside of your actual family can even help the relationship you have with your immediate family. Sure, I know this is the same logic men use to justify cheating on their wives, okay? No, my relationship with your sister is actually helping ours. But perhaps keeping a few... She said, what? Well, listen, perhaps keeping a few eggs outside of your basket can prevent your basket from calling your sister a two-faced lying slut in front of your grandparents, okay? They say that blood is thicker than water, but who came up with that shit? All right, a bougie vampire? And who thinks the most important quality of a liquid is its thickness? if someone described a wine to me as particularly thick, I would think that person is trying to fuck that wine. Okay? Hey, you can't help but think of somebody with their dick in a glass of wine. Anyway. But I digress. You owe it to yourself to keep evolving, even if some members of your family literally don't believe in evolution, okay? Because you can't hold someone back and you can't freeze someone in time. We're human beings who are all growing and changing. And when we come back, we're gonna talk family, evolution, and growth with my guests, Carlos Miller, Rosebud Baker, and Nedra Glover Tawab, right here on The God's Honest Truth. We'll be right back.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back to The God's Honest Truth. Now, we're talking about family, growth, change, and whether or not you can ever really go home again. I'm honored to be joined by some great people. New York Times bestselling author, relationship therapist, Nedra Glover Tawab is here. Hey. My guy, comedian in one third of the 85 South Show, the sensei, Carlos Miller.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
And writer and stand-up comedian, Rosebud Baker. Thank you all for joining us. Now, Carlos, we've been talking about, you know, family. What's your experience been like when it comes to going home for the holidays, all that money you getting out here?
They believe that. And when people think you have money that you haven't shared with them, they look at you different.
That's right.
Like, my uncle pulled me to the side, and he went on the celebrity net worth. And he was like, you mean to tell me you got $6 million and ain't giving me none? I was like, what are you talking about?
Larry Net Worth is a lie, by the way.
It is a lie.
Yeah. Now, Rosebud, you got several Republicans in your family.
Yeah.
And you're not a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
She's been the nicest white lady. I didn't know she was.
She's not Republican.
Oh.
Look at my face.
Does that create awkward moments?
They treat me like I'm gay in the 50s, you know? Like, we don't talk about it, but I'm out of the will.
Yeah. Nedra, what should people prioritize over holiday season when it comes to going back home?
How they want to spend the holiday. Mm-hmm. We all get the same Christmas, the same New Year's, and we don't have to share it with people who don't want to spend it in a way that we do.
That's real.
Your holiday is your holiday, and their holiday is their holiday. You can change traditions or you can stick with them. If you want peace, you may need to change them. Yeah, stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home.
Reclaiming my time. Well,
you know, Los, they always talk about, you know, people get killed when they go back home, right? Like, when did you realize home may not be a safe space for you?
Once I realized that people don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see you change. They want you to stay the person that they thought you were.
That's right.
Or as they see you. And it's like, sometimes your success can rub people the wrong way.
That's right. And people hate you for the way other people love you.
Exactly. Your love can make people uncomfortable, man. Some people hate you for the way other people love you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Nedra, you talk about material boundaries. What does that mean?
It's your money. It's your possessions. It's your stuff. Like Carlos was saying, sometimes people want what you have because they were there and they feel like they should be a part of it financially. So your worth is now their worth and you don't have to share. Like, you get to decide if you want to help people or not.
Mm-hmm. Rosebud, random question. You ever brought a black dude home? Just to make everybody uncomfortable?
Yeah, I have. I brought a black dude home. And you know they're going to say something inappropriate.
What
you know,
they say?
They're going to say something vaguely racist, but you just hope that it's like not on purpose. Like the worst thing as a white woman is hearing your white dad go like, "You know what? I'm just going to say it." You're like,
"You know some bullshit coming."
Like, "No. Please don't."
Yeah. You know. Lowe's, random question.
I never brought a white woman home for the holidays.
I was going to say you brought a white dude home.
No, hell no.
Okay.
Nah. Oh my God. Nah. I've been a white woman who's gone home with a black dude for the holidays too. That's a whole other thing. Yeah, because white dads will try to hide their disappointment, but black women will not try to hide it.
Yeah.
They won't. They will look at their son like they just got socks for Christmas.
Now this is a question for all of y'all. Nedra, you go first. What are strategies for setting boundaries? Because you did write the book.
To be clear and concise, sometimes we say way too much. We speak in paragraphs. We give people a lot of information. We start with, "I'm sorry I have to tell you this," or "I hope you understand. I have something really heavy to say." We say all of this stuff, mm-hmm. and we don't really clearly state what the boundary is. We never say, "I will not loan you money. I am not coming home for Christmas." Ooh. But we say all this other stuff like, "You know, I might be busy. I had to think about it. I don't know." All of this stuff, and people don't get it, which leaves them feeling disappointed and let down. And we need to just be very clear and say in one sentence, if possible, "This is the thing that I want or need. This is what I can and cannot do."
Yeah, you got to be able to say no without explaining yourself. Sometimes I slowly walk them in the no. Like, I'll walk them around the no.
I dress it up.
I'll be like, "You know, I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, the day over with, and just leave it right there. Just leave it. Don't explain nothing. Just leave it right there."
Hey, I want to thank my good brother, Carlos Miller. Go download the new 85 South app, okay? Nedra Glover Tawab's book, The Set Boundaries Workbook, is available December 14th, and Rosebud Baker's new special, Whiskey Fist, is streaming on Comedy Central's YouTube channel right now. Don't move, because we'll be back with my cousin, Chloe. This is the God's Honest Truth.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When I found out we were having an actress, a singer, a songwriter, and a producer in the studio, I thought we were gonna need more chairs. But it turns out we don't. Please welcome the multi-talented, the one and only, Chloe.
Hi.
What's up, cousin?
How you doing? I'm so happy to see you.
Now, hi. You know, Chloe, the whole show, you know, I mentioned how annoying I find it when my family members tell me things like, "Don't ever change."
Yeah.
Is it just me, or does that happen to you too?
It happens, okay. But I think
instead of me being annoyed, I'm just like, okay, that's sweet. There will be parts of me that will be the same, but it's so natural for us to have a evolution mm-hmm. of who we are, and we're constantly evolving. But I never think it comes from a bad place.
Are they hitting you up for money already?
Well, to me, if I'm gonna be honest with money, I hate money because I feel like that causes so many problems.
Oh, that's gonna make your feelings say, well, give me something.
No, yeah, yeah. Honestly, I would. Like, I feel like we're all here to kind of like give back. And I'm so grateful to God that I am able to make music and have that be my career. And it's great making money, and it's great being able to buy things and stunt and floss or whatever, but I wanna give that back as well.
Oh, Chloe, you just set yourself up for the holiday.
It's all right.
Everybody from St. Stephen gonna be hitting you up for a check. Now, have you ever had to set an explicit boundary with a family member?
I'm 23.
Okay.
And I am learning that I have to be full before I can give myself to others.
That's right.
And I'm finding it very important. My mental health is very important. And when you constantly feel like you have to please people and put others before you, you will start to feel very insecure. So I'm learning that it's okay to put myself first sometimes, and I will only give out love and only share love, and then just keep it at that.
That's right.
You know?
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly, yeah.
You can't pour from an empty cup. Now, you say you have insecurities. People can't tell by the way you move.
All right. Wow.
So do the reactions to your posts, like the lollipop video that you deleted, do they affect you?
You know, honestly, in the beginning it didn't affect me. I'm human, of course it affects me sometimes, but the reason why I deleted it wasn't because of what people were saying. It's just, I didn't want people to just go to my page and just see that, you know, social media is whatever. And I think it's so cool how we can find ourselves, and I'm finding myself right now and figuring out what serves me best. I'm just doing it under a microscope while all of you all get to do it without everyone watching.
That's right, that's right. Do you read the comments?
I stopped. I just deleted Twitter like a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you do that?
Because Twitter is literally like comments just all in your face the whole time.
That's right.
And I have my burner Twitter that I still go on to watch funny videos. And I love Instagram, but Twitter, I was like, let me just take a break from Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you
got a
Finsta? Yep.
Wow. Now, you released a snippet of a song. No, the song's out, right?
Yeah.
Like Flex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but you talk about stunting on your ex. Is that what all those IG posts are about? You're really trying to make somebody jealous? Is that what this is?
One that's really funny. No, when I post, I'm not trying to make an ex jealous. If that happens in the process, then so be it. But I'm really just doing it for myself, you know?
How do you know when it worked then? How do you know when he's jealous? Does he like send a DM or what?
I mean, it's always the DM,
okay.
Or like, you just know, ladies and guys, you just know when you're on somebody's mind, but that's not why I do it. I'm like onward and upward.
That's a lie. That's what we got social media for. We got social media to stunt on people. Sometimes I go on Facebook just to check if people still doing bad.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Now, when did the transition from Chloe Bailey to just Chloe with the two dots over the name start?
You know, I'm still Chloe Bailey, and I'm still Chloe with the two dots over the O. I was being extra when I did that. I just wanted it to look different, like on the DSPs, you know, and I like how it looks. But yeah, I'm Chloe Elizabeth Bailey. I'm like still myself, so nothing changes.
But whatever you're doing is working, because right now Chloe has the number one song on rhythm in urban radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yay!
That's right. Make some noise. What does that feel like? If people always say, oh, you know, you're just your Instagram videos or everything.
Yeah.
Now you got a number one record.
I'm so grateful to God. I am just so excited and shocked, honestly. I hope to make music that people like, but I didn't expect it to become mainstream and people actually like it on the radio and have it become the number one most added. So that's very surreal. And it's just my first song. I'm technically a brand new artist. Mm-hmm. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Really, no one has heard what my music truly sounds like. Have Mercy is just like one little slither.
I heard a sneak peek of the song with you and Beyonce.
What? What? I want to hear that.
So there is a song with you.
I want to hear that.
I lied. I made that all up. I ain't hear no damn song. I want to thank my special guest, Chloe. All right?
Thank you.
Make sure y'all keep listening to Have Mercy, and we'll be back with more of the God's Honest Truth. Almost got you. I want y'all to go grab some milk and cookies. It's time for the God's Final Word. We are living in some critical times, and we all got to decide how and with whom we want to navigate this life. Think past the holidays and ask yourself, do you want to be part of a family that matters or a family that feuds? A real family will make you feel seen during your deepest times of need. They won't alienate you just because you came out the closet while grandpa was carving the turkey. I mean, when else are you supposed to do it? All right, family is more than a three-syllable word. It's unconditional love, support, and healthy boundaries wrapped in one. And don't feel guilty. It is absolutely okay to escape and seek refuge when you start feeling the weight of everybody else's world on your shoulders. Because usually, when they say, let me hold something, they ain't talking about your trauma. Notice, you don't have to grow in the same tree to be family as long as your intentions and relationships are rooted in love and sincerity. And that's the God's honest truth. If you're blind, too broke for cable, or just can't get enough of my beautiful voice, this is the perfect way to take in the sermons I'm delivering each week. The doors of the church are open. Listen to the God's honest truth on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait,
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.